Localized Limited, as I mentioned, they were given this concept, this idea of a deliverer who was to come to them. But there was also something perhaps that was not as prominently in their mindset, and that this deliverer was not just for them, but for the whole world. Out of Isaiah 56, God writes, "For my house will be called the house of prayer for all nations." So there were clues throughout the prophets that there would be something there that would bless the whole world, as Abraham was told. Through your house, the world will be blessed through you. We've been waiting now. Israel is waiting, and because Israel is waiting for this Messiah, this deliverer, the whole world is waiting. And there's been 500 years of silence since the last prophet spoke. So Jim is going to pick up the pieces now and take us from something local to much larger in scope. Jim.
Wow, hopelessness. Is it still here today? Look at it in social media. Do you see hopelessness? Turn on the news. Do you see hopelessness? People speak, and they're not bringing hope. They bring hopelessness. I mean, I haven't heard one thing on the news lately that has given me any hope. So, with that, thank you. My portion is the Word made flesh, the great I am. This year, I was blessed with studying the Word of John. And so when he asked me which one I wanted, I chose the last one because I have really been studying this one section for a whole year. So as we have seen, we the human race are not really in control, are we? Not in control. But the choice we make will determine where we end up. The word that spoke all things into being, John 1:1-3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Trying to think about nothing, even the air that we have has something. And so that had to be created. So every molecule that's in the air that we can't see, God created. So there's nothing that we can establish and claim as ourselves as creating. This is a revelation that man has to first grasp and personally accept. We are told Moses was a Hebrew by birth, took matters into his own hands, and fled into the wilderness for 40 years. Was God in control of that situation? I'd say he was. He was protecting Moses. Moses could have died by the hands of Pharaoh for the murder that he committed against an Egyptian. God had not spoken to his people since he spoke to Jacob roughly over 400 years. There was silence. But they believed in the God of Jacob. The event is God gives his memorial name, an intro that would change a man and a nation. The introduction happens in Exodus 2:14, and God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you." Wow, what an introduction. Has it happened to you in your life? Have you ever been introduced to the I am? And have you gone forward with that truth to those around you that have not yet been introduced to him who sent you? That hopeless world. Have you introduced to your neighbors the I am? Between Malachi to the New Testament, we have roughly between 400 and 500 years. About the same amount of time the Israelites were in captivity in Egypt. They were now under the yoke of Rome. And God's plan to redeem his people was once again sent into motion. But this time, the promised land would be offered to all who would believe in the word and truth, which he would share with the world. Long time ago, after my daughter accepted Jesus' truth for herself, I would ask her, do you have your ticket and your bag packed for when he comes? She would respond, yes, I'm ready. Are we personally ready for that encounter, the day of the return of the King? Throughout Jesus' ministry, he addressed himself as the I am. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door for his sheep. I am the living water. I am the living word. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and life. I am the true vine. In John 18, 4 through 9, we see the word made flesh in action. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that were coming upon him, went forth and said to them, whom do you seek? They answered him, Jesus the Nazarene. He said to them, I am. Note about the I am he that was stated here. The he was added later just to basically clarify who he was. I am was speaking his true nature when he said that. And Judas also, who was betraying him, was standing with them. Those who came to arrest Jesus were roughly between 360 to 600 men for one man. When therefore he said, I am, they drew back and fell to the ground. For me, exit stage right would have crossed my mind after the scene of power. Verse 7, again therefore he asked them, whom do you seek? And they said, Jesus the Nazarene. Jesus answered, I told you that I am. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way. Once again, his name alone commands all. Man was not in control. Jesus, by the name, the Word made flesh, was in complete control. The plan from eternity past was being carried out. The promise to Eve was being fulfilled. And humanity was to be set free from the bondage of sin. At the cross, the Word made flesh declared once again, with the I am voice of power, it is finished. We as humans, no matter how nice or how much we do for others, can never be good enough until we look at the cross and ask him to redeem us. Then and only then do the nice things we do count for anything. Our mission, if we choose to accept it, is to spread the good news of the great I am's work on our behalf, and this message of his love for us and others will not self-destruct, and he will never disavow us. Matthew 28, 19 through 21, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them. And that's the key, the teaching part. To observe all that I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Is it not strange that there are times we think we are doing God's work? How many of you thought you were doing God's work and found out that it really wasn't his plan? It was your plan? Sometimes there needs to be a course correction. Take Saul, for example. He thought he was doing God's work until Jesus introduced himself. Acts 9, 3 through 5. And it came about that as he journeyed, he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. We see Paul has been given a new mission and a new name. His letters have been preserved to encourage, strengthen, and equip us as we go forth to spread the gospel of peace between God and man. That is, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Wow, another great introduction that changed the course of not only Paul, but humanity as well. Has the I Am spoken to you about a personal mission he has for you? Finally, in the book of Revelation, we are once again introduced, but this time he is speaking from his throne room. Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. This next time is about judgment. I know the world does not like it. They didn't like it then, and they don't like it now. They don't want to be judged. They don't like the word sin. They don't want to hear about sin in their own lives. I'm sorry to be one of the many messengers that have delivered it. But the hope is we are still in the age of grace, where the message is turned from self and self wants to turning to Jesus and asking for forgiveness, being redeemed by the blood spilt on that cross when he announced, "It has been paid for in full." In the last chapter of Revelation 22, Jesus states very, very clearly, "Behold, I am coming quickly." We live in a realm governed by time. Eternity is not limited by that measure. It is an event, just like the first advent, an appointed time set by God the Father. We look at history and say, well, nothing has happened so far, so I'll wait just right up to the moment. Then I will choose. Unfortunately, we do not have the date of this event. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. Our hope lies solely in Jesus Christ. My prayer is that each of you have had your own personal encounter with the great I Am. And if you choose to accept the mission he has for you, be confident it will not self-destruct and he will not disavow you before his Father. Thank you.